everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Erin Morgan.
And I'm Stacey Sage, and we work for the members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers. Today we have Delaney Hopkins, president of the University of Guelph's Ontario Agriculture College's Sheep and Goat Club, joining us. The Sheep and Goat Club is a student-run, nonprofit organization that has quickly gained a strong following within the last few years. The club provides students with invaluable opportunities to learn about new technologies, issues, and practices within the sheep and goat industries. Through meetings, farm tours, and industry events, the club fosters a community of learning and engagement. Delaney, thank you for joining us today. We're excited to hear more about the club's journey, its impact on students, and the future of the sheep and goat industries. Let's get started. Hi, Delaney. Thanks again. It's great to have you here today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Wondering if you can tell us a bit about yourself and your background with sheep.
Yeah, so I'm very fortunate that I have grown up with my dad having purebred Suffolk ewes. And I was fortunate to be able to watch my cousins kind of when I was younger participate in 4-H, and as soon as I could, jumped into 4-H and showing sheep as well. At about the age of 12, I bought my first Dorset ewe from the Canadian Sheepers Association's sale in Ontario. She was an AU. And so from there, I started my own purebred Dorset flock. So right now we're running about 100 purebred Suffolk and Dorset ewes between my father and I, where I still participate in 4-H, enjoy exhibiting at numerous shows kind of throughout the year. And especially we exhibit it the last few years consistently at the Royal Agriculture Winter Fair with sheep. So yeah, that's kind of my background. As for kind of other committees that I've been able to sit on through my experience, I was really fortunate from 2021 to 2023 to be able to sit on the Canadian Sheep Breeders Association as their junior director. So I got to fly kind of coast to coast and attend their annual general meetings, as well as attend their British Columbia sale. I make a lot of connections across Canada through there. And currently I sit as a director on the Purebred Sheep Breeders Association. So I kind of sit on the subcommittee for that, where we run our Flock Fusion event, which is a junior day on the Saturday in June. We run like an educational session where juniors can come in, learn more, and talk to industry kind of networks through there. And then on the Sunday, we have a showmanship and confirmation competition. So yeah.
Amazing.
That's amazing. And what year are you in at the University of Guelph?
I'm in my fourth year.
Ah, so you're finishing up.
Yes.
So you know all about the Sheep and Goat Club then. So how long has it been running, and what inspired its creation?
That question's broad. I looked into seeing if I could find an exact date that it started, and I can't. It's been going on for years and years. The Ontario Agriculture has the Sheep and Goat Club, a dairy club, a beef club, poultry club, swine club. So everybody kind of has their own club there, where we all run meetings with guest speakers. So in my first year, I heard about it, and I was our year, we're graduating the 2025. So I was a 2025 representative for the club. And that's how I kind of got started.
Nice. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Do you know how many members you currently have right now?
So we don't have a specific list of members. Our exec is filled up of a president, a vice president, and then we have 4-year representatives, and then a general member, which we added last year, and then a secretary and a treasurer. So that's kind of what our exec looks like for the club. And then I would say our club's meetings this year, it's definitely on the rise in the past couple of years. And I would say that we probably average this year about 20, 25 members who come out kind of monthly to see our guest speaker. It depends on what topic that we're talking about usually, and kind of what the week is looking like for exams or midterms.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, thanks for sharing that. So what would you say some of the key goals of the club are right now?
Yeah, I would say the key goals are just to educate students on the sheep and the goat industries. We're really fortunate that we have a broad amount of guest speakers that are able to come in, that we invite anywhere from nutrition to marketing to what they're doing on their farm and how they're being different, as in breeding programs, or how they're kind of selling their either meat or their wool. That's kind of how we're bringing students in. It's just learning different opportunities within the industry so that they can develop on.
Amazing.
And any luck creating some new sheep farmers from the club? Are you aware of anybody who went on to have sheep after joining the club?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I would say that there's not that I'm aware of anybody who has newly gone into sheep, but I would say that there was over the past kind of 4 years that I've been involved, there's definitely been students on their third and fourth final years who have attended meetings, who are kind of consistent on that and maybe grew their flock and learned a lot on, okay, we didn't think that this was financially possible to keep increasing our ewes, but through, you know, attending meetings and talking to different guest speakers at the end of our guest meetings, that they have been able to grow or double their flock size.
That's really cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What types of new technologies and practices would you say are being introduced to members through the club right now?
So I can't think of any new technologies off the top of my head that we've introduced through the club. But so in our tour that we went in the beginning of February, we were really fortunate to be able to tour different facilities and how they run. And some facilities were what I would say maybe older styled, and they were really making use of kind of what they had and growing their ewes from that spectrum. But we did get to tour a facility of Joanne and Martin Cameron in Quebec, and they have a brand new facility. I think they built it in 2020, where they're running about 120 ewes. And so that facility is completely different than I would say that what we've seen before. We've heard people talk about. They had all of their sheep on slats. So that was definitely interesting. There was a lot of people asking questions about that, because that would be one of the newer technology or the newer facilities that we got to be able to see.
So how do you make those connections? How do you pick who to introduce to the club, and where do you find your guest speakers? How does that all work?
So I would say that we're extremely fortunate that the executive is extremely broad. Every year about this time, we send out nominations. People are nominated for each kind of position that they want, and they write up a little write-up about why they want to be in the club. And so this year especially, we have some people who are really focused on the goat industries. We have some people who are really focused on the sheep industries. We have some people who have regularly attended meetings throughout their years and are constantly learning and really want to learn. And then we have some people, like one of our exec members are a shear. So they get to travel around Ontario and shear. So we met some of the connections when we were kind of planning the tour through my connections and being involved in the CSBA. But then a lot of it was also some people lived up in that area. They had worked for some people. Then that worker introduced us with another kind of friend down the road. And that's how we kind of grew our networks.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
And as you are touring around and you're talking to students about, you know, their interests in the industry, are there any challenges that come up that, you know, maybe prevent people from getting into the industry, or things that people are talking about at your meetings?
Yeah, I would say the club, and especially myself, sees the biggest challenges going into the industries is like maybe like a lack of education or resources like through that. So I think that the club has worked really, really hard on bringing in different guest speakers and different areas of expertise, like nutrition, like some people focusing on different breeding programs, like having just industry people come in and talk about what they do in their operation and what works for them and what didn't work for them. Mm-hmm. And that's how we've really broadened that. So I can't think of a specific like biggest challenge that we see the industry in, but that's kind of just the focus of our club, is really just educating students so that they can leave school and they can be able to, you know, one, have connections that we've brought into the university, and two, be able to start their own flock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really interesting.
Yeah. Neat. Can you tell us more about the club's involvement in events like the University of Guelph's College Royal and how these events benefit both the club and the public?
Yeah. So on a side note, I'm the vice president of livestock for College Royal. So I can speak on College Royal, but basically College Royal is, again, a student-run nonprofit organization where we really are the foundation of our clubs. So bringing in, like, at College Royal, the old McDonald's new farm, where the public are able to walk through, they are able to see alpacas and goats and sheep. And then each club has a display. And we bring in also we bring in also clubs. Like there was a honeybee club there today or this weekend, not today. I'm still in college royal mode. And there was also like an Icelandic sheep farm that brought in a booth. So having those clubs able to have posters. So our club this year, every year we try to change it up. Last year was more of an educational on different breeds of sheep and kind of what the club did differently this year with guest speakers, where this year we really focused our board on how our tour looked. And we gave pictures from the tour and we got to give little blurbs about kind of each spot. And so that really varies between club to club. But that's kind of the long and short of how we kind of are involved in College Royal through our club.
And then when it comes to engaging with groups outside of the university and, you know, in College Royal with the public, do you ever get involved in other things outside the university, like 4-H, Junior Farmers, or Ontario Sheep Farmers events?
Not specifically. I would say that our club has broader connections through the industry, through having, again, those guest speakers who come in and they give a little side note on an opportunity. Like I think off the top of my head, Matthew Francisco, who I'm sure you guys are very common with, his youth kind of sheep program. So when he came in and guest spoke with us, he said like, here's my email. If anyone's really interested in joining this club, like please let me know. And I know that a few of those who attended our meeting reached out to him and wanted to learn more and wanted to join that club. Again, Romy Schilt, who is with the Revolution Wool Company. She, again, we had her this year. She gave out a business card. She said, if anybody wants to contact me about either being a summer student or has any questions about marketing, like please reach out. So we're not involved necessarily with any 4-H clubs or do any extracurriculars like that. But there are students who leave our guest meetings with those new contacts and being able to reach out for different opportunities outside of the club.
That's amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you for that. Thanks for those shout outs too. That's great. Delaney, is there anything else you'd like to share with us today about the Sheep and Goat Club?
I don't think so. I'm really, as I finished my final year, I'm super excited for the club. When I joined, we were kind of, every club was about the same. We were getting off of the pandemic. We were trying to regroup ourselves, trying to get back into having live meetings. And I will be up and honest that the Sheep and the Goat Club doesn't always have as much interest as everybody else, right? We really struggle to get kids and students to come out to these meetings when we're competing against the dairy and the beef club, which are, or the poultry and the swine even too, which are more common clubs to attend to. So I'm really excited for the club as we continue on. Last year we had only a day tour. And that's what the club has done in the past, where we got to visit 4 farms in the Huron, the Bruce, and the Gray area. And after that, kind of the exec all looked at each other and we're like, we really want to find the sponsorships to go on a multiple day tour. And we had an overwhelming amount of interest to go on our tour this year up to Eastern Ontario and Western Quebec. It was awesome. And I know that the future exec plans on continuing this trend, whether it's going to be out west, whether they go more east, whether they see themselves going into the United States. I'm not sure, but I'm really excited for the club's future and that its traction that it continues to be gaining.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
And yeah. It sounds like there could potentially be maybe some collaboration opportunities here with OSF. So we'll have to stay in contact and see what's kind of coming down the pipe for the next year and beyond.
Yes. No, that would be really exciting.
Wonderful. Great having you here with us today. And I'm sure you're very, very busy being such an ambitious person like yourself. So we do thank you for your time, Delaney.
Thanks for having me again.
Hey, Stacey, what's new at Ontario Sheep Farmers?
We have Canada's federal election happening on Monday, April 28th. And we have put together a list of issues that are impacting sheep farmers and how members can engage their local member of parliament candidates. To find that, go to ontariosheep.org, click on advocacy, and click on 2025 federal election priorities to see what's on the list. Thanks for asking.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Flock Talk, please subscribe to your podcast app to receive alerts to our future episodes. And please share our podcast with your friends.
And for more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, at Ontario Sheep on X, and visit our website at ontariosheep.org. Thanks for listening.